You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We recognize that we all have our faults.
但是我们求主帮助我们，不让污点来玷污我们。
But we cannot have this turn into a scandal for us.
一个从政的人是这样。
This is true for a politician.
一个做传道的人也应该是这样。
More so for a preacher.
当然我们不可以用一个人本来就不完全这句话来原谅我们自己。
Of course, we cannot excuse ourselves by saying no one is perfect.
但是在我们增长的过程当中,
but in our process of growing mature,
我们不能忘记一件事情, 今天神的仆人, 今天神的教会是不容许污点的存在。
We have to admit that in the church and among the lives of the church leaders, we cannot allow scandals.
今天我们对教会也是一样。
Today we ask the same for the church.
今天我们对教会的领导的人也是一样这样的态度。
We hold the same attitude for the church leaders.
我们不能够把对付缺点的态度来对付污点。
We cannot use the same attitude towards faults and apply it to scandals.
我们也不可以用对付污点的态度来对付缺点。
On the other hand, we cannot use our attitudes towards scandals and treat it according to our fault.
弟兄姊妹，这是不一样。
Because these two are different.
如果我们认识教会不是一个完全的，本来就是一个成长过程的东西。
If we recognize that the church itself is not perfect, it is growing all the time.
我们会对缺点可以容许它慢慢的进步，但是呢，我们却要对污点呢，我们有一个应该有的一个圣洁的态度。
Then we can allow for faults and growing process, but then we cannot allow the existence of scandals.
所以在这样的一个情境之下, 我最近常常思想到到底我们教会前面应该往哪个方向走。
And I ponder this as I think about the future of our church.
最近这一段时间, 我常常在我的祷告, 常常在我的思想里面想到教会的何去何从。
In my prayers and thoughts these days, I ponder about the future of our church.
23年我们看见神的恩典临到我们。
For 23 years, God has bestowed His grace upon us.
今天我们不能否认神在我们身上有很多很多他的怜悯和恩典。
We cannot but admit that God has been gracious to us.
但是我们仍然要问，到底前面一个年度，前面这十年，我们应该往哪一个方向来走？
But we need to ask the question, where should we be in the next decade?
弟兄姊妹，这是我一个很严肃的一个感受。
This is a serious part of my thought.
我们看见挑战在我们的四周。
The challenge is before us.
不错，我们看见有经济的压力。
Yes, we see pressure from financial aspects.
我们教会里面经济很紧，我们看见教会外面经济不紧。
Yes, we see financial pressures without and within.
我们今天在这样的一种情形里面，怎么样来接受挑战，继续的往前走？
So how can we pick up the challenge and move forward?
今天早上我想从刚才 我们弟兄和姊妹所读的这段经文，我们来看一个成功的教会，它有什么可以给我们做参考。
Today we want to look into the church that we read about in Acts to see what we can learn from them.
今天我们看这个《使徒行传》第二章，从36节到47节，刚才我们所读的这一段的经文。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 2. The verses that we read was verse 36 to 47.
我们说耶路撒冷的教会是一个成功的教会，因为我们看到这一段记载，我们实在看见他们有许多榜样。
We say that the church in Jerusalem is a successful church because we can see this from what we read.
但是这个成功的教会却不是一个完全的教会。
But we see that this is not a perfect church.
我们看见第六章他们有缺点。
In chapter 6, we see some of their shortcomings.
我们看见第五章甚至看见有污点。
And even in chapter 5, we may say there is a scandal that occurred in the church.
所以当我定了这个题目再继续思想的时候，我把今天讲到的题目稍微改一下。
So as I was thinking about these things, I have actually changed the title of my sermon.
不是要跟大家今天早上看一个成功的教会的典范，而是看一个成长中的教会的一个典范。
Perhaps I shouldn't say an example of a successful church, but change that to an example of a growing church.
很明显的，这个教会在极短的时间里面有极大的增长。
Yes, in a very short time, this church grew tremendously.
四十一节告诉我们说，他们一次就有3000人决志受洗归入教会。
In verse 41, we were told that in one day, 3,000 were baptized and added to the numbers.
不只是一个聚会有这样的成就，而且47节告诉我们说，神把得救的人天天加给他们。
Not only so, in verse 47, we were told that the Lord added to their numbers daily.
3000也好，天天把人数加给他们也好，这是讲到量的增加。
Here we see the growth in quantity.
多年前我曾经在这里讲过。
Many years ago, I've said this.
一个只有量的增加而不看重质的增加的教会，这个教会只是长胖而没有长大。
A church that only grows in quantity but not in quality is just growing fat and not growing mature.
看起来教会是增加，但是那个增加不是一个很健康的增加。
Yes, even though the church may seem to be growing, it is not a healthy growth.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，如果不是量和质的配合的同时的增长，这个教会的增长不是一个健康，而且经不起时间的考验。
The scriptures are very clear that the growth in quantity must be accompanied by growth in quality.
我们怎么看这个教会在质的上面的增加呢？
So how do we evaluate the growth in quality of this church?
在中文的翻译圣经里面，在 NIV 不是很明显。在中文的翻译圣经里面，我们看见好几个心这个字，内心的心这个字。
In the Chinese version, there are 4 places where you can see very clearly the word heart, which was not translated in NIV.
37节告诉我们说砸心。
In verse 37, we were told that the people were cut to the heart.
42节讲到恒心。
In verse 42, the English version only said they devoted themselves, but in the Chinese, it has the connotation of devoting their hearts.
那么46节讲到同心。
In verse 46, it only said every day they continued to meet together. In the Chinese, there is a connotation of united in heart.
然后在46节再次看见欢喜诚实的心。
And at the end of verse 46, we see the glad and sincere hearts.
我们在这里看见路加记载最初的那个教会的见证的时候，他用这四个心来在这里做见证。
So we see when Luke was recording this event and recording the growth of this church, he used these 4 hearts.
37节讲到砸心。
In verse 37, talking about their hearts being pierced.
我们看见初期的教会有一个非常强的讲台。
We see that the early church has a very strong preaching ministry.
一个有口才的传道人的教会是一个很蒙福的教会。
A church that is blessed with A preacher that is talented is indeed blessed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要为教会现在正在寻找这个英文部的传道人的这个工作来祷告。
And so I ask you to pray for this process of finding a new English pastor.
我们求主给我们一个好的传道人，好的同工。
We ask God to give us a good preacher and a good co-worker.
但是我们也盼望他有讲道的恩赐。
We want this person to be gifted in preaching.
但是我们要特别注意，是不是单单有口才的讲员就能够带来砸心的这个见证呢？
But then, is it only the talent of a preacher that can bring the cutting of the heart?
刚才我们听见就刚才这一句，我们听见我们的弟兄翻译，那砸心的英文叫做 cut to the heart， 把好像切到心里面去。
The English perhaps is a little bit stronger. It uses cut to the heart, while the Chinese is more like pierced.
弟兄姊妹，什么样的信息能够 cut 人的 heart?
What kind of message can cut our hearts?
什么样的信息能够砸人的心？
What kind of message can pierce our hearts?
弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面早可以找到答案。
We can find the answer from the scriptures.
在希伯来书4章12节告诉我们说，神的 道是活泼的，神的道是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓，能够把人的心里面的主意和意见能够把它破开的。
In Hebrews chapter 4:12, we were told that the word of God is living and acting, sharper than any double-edged sword, that it can penetrate to divide the soul and the spirit and the joints from the marrow.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是两刃的利剑。
Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is a double-edged sword.
今天人可以用心理学。
We can use psychology.
今天人可以用感性的话。
They can use rational words.
今天可以用许多人的方法赚得人听到的时候的一些眼泪。
They can use all kinds of ways to win your tears.
但是真正听到心里面受到刺激，受到真正的这个影响，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣经。
But in order to reach into the deepest part of your heart, we need the word of God.
请各位注意看37节。
Pay attention to verse 37.
我们注意这一节圣经里面有几个很重要的动词。
There are a few important verbs here.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
在这一节圣经里面，我们好像看到一个程式，好像看见一个程序。
We can see perhaps a process here.
请注意看到前面有听，有见，有杂，然后行，这是一个动词。
We can perhaps say we see the verbs hear in the Chinese. You can also see the verb see, and then they felt.
然后有行动。
And then they have an action.
弟兄姊妹，我们当在教会里面，神的仆人把神的话带出来的时候。
When the servant of God brings forth the word of God,
我们要让神的话让人听得进去。
We need to help you listen.Into the word of God.
很多时候我们讲完道在门口跟弟兄姊妹握手的时候
Very often as we stand at the door of the sanctuary shaking your hands as you leave
有的人非常客气说牧师今天你的信息我非常非常的 enjoy
A lot of times people may be very gracious and they say Pastor I've enjoyed your message today
我非常非常欣赏你的讲道
I was very appreciative of what you said today
弟兄姊妹这是很好的一件事情
Brothers and sisters, this is good.
因为我们准备的道是要大家 enjoy.
Because we have prepared a message, we want you to enjoy it.
你如果不 enjoy, 你怎么能够继续听下去呢？
If you do not enjoy the message, you wouldn't even listen.
今天很多讲道的人没有把道往让人 enjoy 的角度去准备。
Yes, perhaps today, too many have not prepared their messages to be enjoyed.
我觉得很可惜。
I feel that this is too bad.
我们应该讲出来的话让人家听了愿意听进去。
We need to make our messages so that people are willing to listen.
但是 enjoy 是不够的。
But this is not enough.
你不只是让人家听了喜欢听。
You do not just want people to enjoy and want to listen.
我们盼望他们听了能够明白。
We want them to listen and comprehend.
而且经过耳，经过头脑，能够进到心里面去。
Through their ears, through their brains, they can enter into their hearts.
我盼望不只是让人听了以后心里面受感动。
Not only will your hearts be moved.
让我们教会像初期教会一样，每一次讲道都有相同的反应，说我听了这篇道以后，我当怎样行。
Perhaps we should look forward to being like the Church of Jerusalem, that after listening to a message, we can ask ourselves, what shall we do in response to this?
初期教会的见证和榜样，让我们看见他们的信息是出去了以后有回应。
So we see that in the early church in Jerusalem, there's a response in action to the messages.
我盼望我们以后每一次在聚会结束默祷的时候，我们就以这句话作为我们默祷的内容。
It's my hope that as we close the worship every time with meditative prayer, we can use these words to be our prayer.
主啊，今天听了这篇信息，我要怎么样用行动来回应
？Lord, after hearing this message, what should I do in response?
弟兄姊妹，这是我个人对这个教会一个很深切的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a prayer item that I have towards this church.
只有一个行道的教会才真正能够成为一个长大的教会。
A church that will obey and act out the word of God is the one that will grow.
我们看42节，这里说他们都恒心地做几件事情。
And in verse 42, we were told that they devoted themselves to several things.
那么这个恒心呢，我们看 NIV 没有这个心的意思在里面。
In the NIV, there is no such word as heart.
在 King James Version, 它是把它翻译成 continued steadfastly, 就是说他们是继续不断的脚踏实地的一个态度。
The word devoted in NIV was translated as continued steadfastly in the King James Version.
那么在这里我们很清楚地看见这恒心的意义是什么。
So what is the meaning of this?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.